Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Lulus dari sekolah memiliki arti penting bagi remaja di seluruh dunia. Di Australia, para lulusan sekolah cenderung merayakannya apa yang disebut sebagai skulis selama lebih dari seminggu. Tujuan paling populer adalah Gold Coast dan mengharapkan sekitar 18.000 lulusan sekolah akan tiba pada November ini. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Jin Yuang. Tradisi ini dikenal sebagai Leavers di Queensland dan Australia Barat, dan Coasties di wilayah ibu kota Australia. Skulis dimulai ketika beberapa lulusan sekolah Brisbane bepergian ke Gold Coast untuk akhir pekan yang panjang berpesta dengan teman-teman mereka di tahun 1970-an. Sejak saat itu, kegiatan itu diperluas menjadi liburan selama seminggu yang sering dianggap sebagai jalan menuju kebebasan yang terkait dengan masa dewasa oleh para remaja di seluruh Australia. Skulis.com adalah agen perjalanan utama untuk acara tersebut. CEO-nya adalah mantan pemain AFL, Matt Lloyd.
From those beginnings, it's grown into now most year 12 students, when they finish school in Australia, they like to try and go somewhere with their group of friends to celebrate 13 years of schooling.
Lloyd mengatakan sekitar 90% dari pemesan perjalanan yang mereka terima adalah untuk tujuan Gold Coast, sedangkan lulusan sekolah lainnya lebih suka berlibur di tempat yang kurang ramai.
Other popular destinations are Airlie Beach, Byron Bay, Lawn in Victoria, and Bali and Fiji.
Departemen Keselamatan Anak, Remaja dan Wanita Queensland dan Kota Gold Coast bertujuan untuk menciptakan lingkungan yang lebih aman bagi anak sekolah melalui respon sekolah aman yang dipimpin oleh pengacara lokal Mark Ribbon. Ribbon mengatakan kelompok itu menyelenggarakan pesta pantai bebas alkohol sebagai respons keamanan mulai pukul 7 malam hingga tengah malam dari tanggal 16 sampai 22 November di Schoolies Hub yang berpagar.
The bad old days, it was just a police response. The mall was closed and, you know, up to 20,000 kids would stand around. And inevitably that led to confrontations and issues. And so we put the safety response in place, get the kids out of their rooms and into an environment that is as safe as we can make it. And it's alcohol free, controlled to the extent that there's a lot of safety support network around the kids. But it's essentially a beach party for the kids. And the idea of it is to get them out of the rooms, onto the sand, dancing crazily, but having a safe and enjoyable time.
Rayburn mengatakan sebagian besar lulusan sekolah tidak menjadi perhatian polisi. Safer Schoolies Respond memiliki sekitar ribuan sukarelawan yang siaga untuk menawarkan bantuan jika dibutuhkan. Kevin Wong, kelahiran dari Mauritius, telah menjadi sukarelawan selama 17 tahun terakhir.
From what I see, it's a very good party, especially like at the end of the school year. I remember when I left school myself, we didn't have this kind of opportunities back home, and my friends and I, we just did something small. But if we had something like that, like here, we would have definitely gone to schoolies. And over the years, they've improved on what they provide, like the party and make sure like the kids are all safe.
Para orang tua dapat merasa cemas selama skulis karena seringkali itu adalah untuk pertama kalinya anak mereka mengeksplorasi kebebasan menjadi dewasa tanpa pengawasan. Amna Koba di Gold Coast menemukan bahwa pada tahun 2011, dari 1.500 anak sekolah, 4,4% menyuntikkan obat dan 3,5% berbagi jarum suntik. Dan survei kesehatan pemerintah Victoria pada tahun 2012 yang melibatkan lebih dari 500 anak muda yang menghadiri Victoria Schoolies di daerah Lawn and Torquay menemukan bahwa anak sekolah mengkonsumsi rata-rata 8,8 minuman standar dalam satu sesi. Namun, Institut Kesehatan dan Kesejahteraan Australia menemukan bahwa baru-baru ini antara tahun 2013 hingga 2016, sebanyak 10% lebih banyak remaja Australia yang benar-benar menjauhi alkohol. Laura Banjurni dari Yayasan Alkohol dan Narkoba mengatakan, menjaga dehidrasi dengan air di antara minuman beralkohol mengurangi risiko konsumsi alkohol yang berkelebihan.
It is the most likely drug that young people are going to encounter. But if they are offered other types of drugs, there's no way of knowing what's actually in those drugs. It can be quite dangerous to take a substance when you don't know what's in it. You don't know what the effects it's going to have on your body are. And especially when you're mixing drugs, mixing alcohol with anything else. In addition to alcohol potentially being dangerous on its own, it can be really risky to mix alcohol with other drugs, especially if it's essentially an unknown substance.
Para orang tua yang peduli dapat mempersiapkan anak mereka sebelum skulis dengan percakapan santai memetakan strategi untuk menanggapi kemungkinan skenario.
It doesn't have to be like a big scary sit-down conversation. You can use examples of things that you see in the media or maybe a TV show that you're watching together or even just the fact that schoolies are coming up to kick off that conversation and that it's a good opportunity to ask questions. You know, what does your young person know about alcohol and other drugs? What do they think? How would they act in certain situations?
Daniel Donati menjalankan agen perjalanan Melbourne Antipodins menawarkan pengalaman alternatif dengan perjalanan 10 hingga 12 hari ke negara-negara miskin seperti Vietnam, Indonesia, atau Nepal dalam program Schoolies Unearth.
Not every young person now wants to go out and get drunk with their friends. What our program does is help connect like-minded young people who want to do something else. And I think that's the beauty of this program, because we're literally getting a young person from outback Western Australia connecting up with someone from Victoria who is like-minded. They're wanting to do something different.
Perjalanan bebas alkohol itu menyatukan sekitar 20 orang muda yang dipimpin oleh seorang pemimpin wisata. Donati mengatakan program ini adalah tentang mengeksplorasi budaya baru sambil memberikan bantuan langsung ke keterlanjutan masyarakat setempat.
They will take on some basic construction work and use their time to add value to that community. We hire local tradespeople in that community to help us partake in these activities. For example, we might be building a kitchen for a household in northern Vietnam. We source local tradespeople on the ground with our in-country partners. So we're putting money back into the local economy as well as helping out one of the families over there. So we definitely do a little bit of service and we do a little bit of cultural exchange on top of a bit of exploring.
Saran Ribbon bagi para lulusan sekolah adalah tetap berkelompok saling menjaga dan bagi orang tua untuk berkomunikasi secara teratur dengan anak-anak mereka.
The most important thing is just keep in touch with the kids and have a routine where 7 o'clock at night or a particular time during the day you just touch base. It's not as though the kids are being thrown into a lion's den here. My two kids went to schoolies in Surface and I had no reservations with them going there because I know the structure and the network around it is fantastic. And really at the end of the day, the kids have to accept responsibility for their own behaviour.
Untuk tips tentang keamanan pesta, kunjungi situs web Alcohol and Drugs Foundation. Kunjungi juga situs web Safer Schoolies untuk mengetahui cara tetap aman dan mendapatkan dukungan selama schoolies di Gold Coast. Jika terjadi krisis, segera hubungi 000.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.